now into walking meditation. I think most of you are familiar with this, but I'd like to give you a little bit of instruction. And the walking meditation is a little different in an important way from going for a walk. You might go for a walk at lunch or something. But the walking meditation is much simpler. We're not worrying about where we're going or trying to get somewhere. It's just a really simple back and forth within a contained area, maybe 15, 20 steps, 30 feet, something like that. And we just keep it really simple. And you just walk, and then you stop, and you turn around, and you walk back. And one of the beautiful things about this walking back and forth is that there's these endpoints, and you can sort of just sort of know, choose a walking point and go, yeah, I'm going to walk from right near this tree to over by this bush and walk back and forth. And the thing is, when you get to the spot where you turn around, you have this moment where you stop, feel your feet on the ground, look around, make sure you're really present, turn around, feel what that's like, and then begin to walk again. So what that does is gives you a moment to reconnect with what you're doing each time, at each turn. And that's super helpful. Then the length of time that you can be super lost in your thoughts is at most one length of the walking. And then you have a chance to start again. And also then there's no debate about where am I going, what am I doing. And then along the walk, with the walking meditation, there's many different ways to do walking meditation. But I want to suggest here at the baseline, especially here at the start of the retreat, encourage you to really feel your body in the walking, particularly your lower body. So let's go ahead and stand up. And just do it slowly, staying with your attention in your body. As you stand up, feel the contact of the bottoms of your feet with the ground. Feel the pressure. Feel how your legs are, a little bit your hips. And keeping the attention low in the body, either at the bottom of the feet or in the ankles, just sort of sensing that area. Pour all your weight slowly into one leg, into your right leg. And just as you do that, feel how that right leg changes, the bottom of the feet, ankle. You might notice how the muscles sort of start to work in a different way. And then shift your weight back to the other. And again, notice the change in pressure in the bottom of the feet. And start to lift the right foot up, like just maybe onto the toe. And now notice what happens in less, you know, all that little micro movement of the ankle. Maybe a little bit around the knee, how the bottom of the foot is this changing pressure. And now pick your foot up and just put it a couple inches and set it down. And now watch as you shift back that left foot now. It's really changing. It's like there's a relaxation coming into it, the pressure coming off the bottom. And then there's that little movement as you start to lift it. And then set it down, and pouring the weight into it again. And now lifting the right, and as you set it down, shifting the weight back to the right. And feeling the pressure, the activity, and then letting yourself now feel lifting of the left and setting it down. And then going ahead and bringing your feet together. So this attention to the detail of our lower legs and the feet, and you can find, you probably quickly notice that you can't even attend to all of it. Like, there's way too much going on. It's like, well, am I paying attention to the left foot or the right foot, to the bottom, to the ankle? So you can pay attention to it all sort of in a general way, or you can zero in and pay attention to some micro part. With walking meditation, the most important thing is that you get curious and interested in the sensations. So finding a way to do it that interests you. If it's sunny and the grass, take your shoes off and walk barefoot. That can be really interesting. There's that direct tactile experience of the feet against the ground or in the ankle, however it appeals to you. And what we're doing in this is both we're learning to stay in our body, and we're cultivating a lot of concentration, a staying. It's like the mind, instead of wandering around, we're training the mind to stay where we put it. And this is so useful. If you do your walking meditation, see what it's like to go from your sit to the walk and then come right back to the sit. And notice if you can feel your mind starting to settle. It's the combination of the sitting and the walking that allows our minds to continuously settle. So I encourage you to enjoy it.